Imam President Sadat of Egypt, a devoutly religious man, a Muslim, says that what you are doing now is, quote, a disgrace to Islam. And he calls you, Imam, forgive me, his words, not mine, a lunatic. I know that you have heard that comment.
What do you mean by lunatic, madman?
Or that's what I heard President Sadat say on American television.
Yes.
That the Imam is a disgrace to Islam,
yes.
And he used the word a lunatic.
As the Imam, آقای سادات رئیس جمهور مصر که یک مرد بسیار مذهبی و یک مسلمان هستش گفتن که با عرض معذرت از جسارت که گفته ایشون نیست
سادات ادعای اسلام میکند
سادات states he is a Muslim
اسلام
and we are not he is not for he compromises with the enemies of Islam.
In the meantime, the Shah had become a man without a country, or even a guaranteed sanctuary. At first, he had gone to Egypt to visit his old friend, President Anwar Sadat. From there, he wandered, first to Morocco, then the Bahamas, then to Mexico. And from there, he was rushed back to New York for an emergency cancer operation. His next stop was Panama, but his stay was brief.
The Shah is said to have made the final decision to leave after talking with his longtime friend, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. The U.S. opposed the move because the Carter administration feared that the Shah's return to the Mideast would inflame the Iranian hostage situation, along with other Middle East hotspots. The U.S. has denied a direct involvement in the Shah's travel plans, but when the decision was made, the Shah was able to quickly charter an Evergreen International DC-8 jet. Evergreen International is a former CIA operation.
And then finally he returned to Egypt, where Sadat welcomed him in a gesture of mercy to an old friend who was now close to death.
He will stay here permanently, sir?
Yes.
But in providing the Shah with a place of refuge, it turned out, Anwar Sadat was putting his own life in jeopardy.
The Egyptian people do not back Sadat.
I demand that Egyptian people try to overthrow him just as we did with the Shah.
And at the height of the crisis, the man at its center, the Shah of Iran, came to the end of his lonely exile.
Today, death came to the Shah, not through the vengeance of his subjects, but as it does to ordinary man. At the age of 60, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the Shah of Iran, died of cancer.
In 1982, a year after the hostages were freed, Anwar Sadat was assassinated.